This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayos Lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also l'schus kol chole Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in Nesunim, Bitzoro v'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perik Tes, Mishneh Gimel. We're talking about somebody who's a Ritzeach, somebody who kills someone, and we're going to talk about now what happens if we don't know who that Ritzeach is anymore because they've gotten confused or gotten mixed up. A person who kills someone and then he gets mixed up with others, kulam paturim. You don't use any kind of process of elimination to try to figure out who it is. It's all going to be circumstantial evidence if you do. So we say that everyone's pater, no one's able to be put to death. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now we're going to say that there's an extra piece in this Mishnah that's missing. So let's put it in right here. When an ox kills a person, that ox has to be stoned. That ox has to be killed. If that ox gets mixed up with other oxen, the Chachamim say that they all get killed. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Koimsin oisin lekipa." We don't kill them all with skila. We put them into a cell and we let them die from hunger. Kol chayavi misa, we just cause them to die. We don't make them. We don't kill them. Now, next, another totally separate detail that we're going to say now is that if people get mixed up with each other, but we know that they're all mechuyev misa, we just don't know which one is which. Which one did which avera? At that point, they're all mechuyev misa. They were all found to be guilty of something that mechuyev misa. But afterwards, they're all mixed with each other. We don't know which misa to give each one. Then we give them all the most lenient of all of the misos amongst these people, and now that's going to lead us into a machlokes of which one is the most lenient, and which one is what the order of leniency is within the. Within the misois that Bezin can give. Kol chayavei misa shenevaru zeh bezeh, there are people, any time that people who are mechuyev misa that got mixed up with each other, nidoinu bekala, they get given the most lenient of the misois of that group that got mixed up. If it's haneskolin banesrafin, some of the people in this group are Mechuyev Skila, and some of the people in this group are Mechuyev Srefa. So Reb Shimon Omer, Nidoinim B'Skila. Reb Shimon says they get Skila, Shas Srefa Chamura, because Srefa is a more stringent or a more difficult type of Misa. And Skila is a more lenient type of Misa. We don't paskin like that, because we say that Skila is the most stringent, is the most hardest, is the most difficult, and therefore the other ones are more lenient than it. Chacham say, Nidoinim b'Sreifa. They all get Sreifa, Shaskila Chamura, because the Skila is the most hard of all of the Mises that Bezin can give. So now they're going to, each one of them is going to give reasons why they think that they are that they're correct, and that their particular form of Misa that they think is lenient is the most lenient. Or the one that's the least lenient, the one that's most stringent, is the most difficult. Shimon says to the Chachamim, if it wouldn't be that Sreifa is the more difficult of the Misais, like Nitna Labas Koyin, she's inside, it wouldn't be given to such a terrible thing as a Bas Koyin that had Znus. And therefore, if they give it to such a kind of person, must be that it's the worst kind of Misa. So they say, no, we have a similar kind of reasoning, a similar kind of logic for a different person who did a different avera. If it wasn't that skila was the worst of all of the, or the most difficult of all of the misais, it wouldn't have been given to somebody who curses the Eibishter, or to a person who deans avay the zara. Those are the worst of the averas, and you see that's given skila. So therefore, they hold that skill, and neither one agrees with the other, and it's machlokes. Hanayrogim anechlokim. What happens if the people who get killed by sword or get mixed with the people who get killed by choking? Reb Shimon says b'sayif, because he considers that the sword is the most lenient. Chachamim say bechenek, with the choking, because they consider that one the most lenient. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.